at University of California, San Francisco, and this is part of World Awareness Week for Lab Animals, is
right.
that correct?
Right, World Week for Animals and Laboratories.
Okay, tell me a little bit about that and what that is observing.
Well, World Week for Animals and Laboratories is an event that we have every year. This goes on nationally and even internationally. Actually, yeah, internationally it goes on as well. And it's just a day when people all over the world come together to voice their opposition to animal research and vivisection in general. We just feel it's a wasteful use of animals' lives, of taxpayer dollars, and it's scientifically and ethically bankrupt and doesn't serve any purpose at all except to pad the pocketbooks of researchers and pharmaceutical companies and universities.
Now, we're here specifically for a protest against the University of California in San Francisco. Can you tell a little bit about what's going on here and why you're targeting this particular university?
Right. Well, UC San Francisco has just a really long and appalling history of animal cruelty and animal torture. Most recently, the experiment that we've been working on ending is the experiment of Stephen Chung. He's a researcher working on, he works on different auditory things. Basically what he's doing right now is sound blasting experiments where he takes monkeys and primates and exposes them to high levels and long durations of sounds until, in some cases, lesions are caused in the ears. Just really appalling and horrible types of things. There's just so many different kinds of cruel experiments going on. You see San Francisco, it's hard to characterize them all, but I mean, from anything from forcing rabbits to inhale cigarette smoke, cutting open healthy dogs to damage their bladders so they can try to reconstruct them again.
Now,
all sorts of things.
I heard about that sound blasting experiment, but I heard about it like a year or so ago, and then I heard about it for a while, then I didn't hear any more about it, and I didn't know if it ever had actually gotten started or not, or whether they had given up the idea because there was so much protest over it. So they are actually doing that now?
Right, yeah, to the best of my knowledge, they're still doing it. There was a lot of controversy for a while because originally when they had tried to buy the sound speaker, they tried to buy it from, I forget what the name of the store was, but they had tried to buy it from a store and the owner had refused to sell it to them because they had told them what they were going to be doing with it. So that got quite a bit of media, and the owner reported it to several animal rights groups. And there was all sorts of celebrities who came out against the experiments, including Paul McCartney was one of them who came out against it. So it received quite a bit of media. There was quite a lot of protests. Several from our group and In Defense of Animals where an activist hung banners on the front of their building several times. But yeah, to the best of my knowledge, that this particular experiment hasn't been stopped, and there's many more that are going on there also.
Now, is there any justification for carrying out an experiment like this? I mean, what has the university said about why they are doing this?
Well, as with all their experiments, they say that they have important health benefits to humans. I would disagree. Ethically, I think even if they do have important health benefits to humans, that the experiments are unjustified. I don't think there's any justification for torturing another living creature, even if there is some benefit. You know, I think that's the justification the Nazis used in torturing the Jews for the benefit of the Aryan race. You know, I just think it's absolutely ethically bankrupt. Scientifically, I think there's no excuse more research works. There is no animal model that can where information can be correlated to human. It just doesn't make sense. I think the resources would be better spent on clinical trials, on human trials, preventative medicine, epidemiological studies. I mean, it seems like it's a waste of money that could be used to really going towards people who are sick and dying.
Well, if there's no justification for these experiments, then why do they keep getting funding for them?
In my opinion, it's because they make a lot of money from animal research. Animal research keeps grants pouring into the university. A small part of the grants goes to the animal research, while a large part of the grants goes to the university itself to be used in any way it wants to use it. So animal research is big money. The universities make a killing with animal research. The pharmaceutical companies make a killing with animal research. The different companies like Procter & Gamble, they make a killing with research. It brings in the money. They don't care about the people who are sick. They don't care about the animals. They care about padding their own pocketbooks, as far as I can tell.
So is it the pharmaceutical companies that are funding this research, or is it like the National Institute of Health, all those medical bureaucracies that are part of the U.S. government? Where does the money come from, fundamentally?
Well, the money that comes into universities comes from the National Science Foundation, National Institute of Health, so it comes from our very own government. There is also private funding. I'd say pharmaceutical companies, they tend to get a lot more private funding. But mainly, the experiments that go on at the universities are funded by our government, by our own money, by our taxpayers. We're paying for all of this ourselves.
So would you compare the funding for animal experimentation to be something like the military-industrial complex? It just In other words, we don't really need all these weapons that they're manufacturing. It's most of it's just being funneled, money being funneled into the economy, sort of keep the economy going and keep people employed. Is that sort of like what's happening with animal experimentation?
Right, yeah, I see definitely similarities between that. I mean, you know, these researchers, they have jobs that they know how to do. They don't want to lose their jobs. They have an interest in keeping themselves researching on animals because that's what they do and that's what they know how to do. The universities, they have the whole grant systems in place where they can get big grants for animal research. They're not interested in finding alternatives to animal research. They're interested in maintaining the status quo, keeping things going the way they're going. You know, they're perfectly happy with the way things are going. They're pulling in lots of money every year from it. They're able to, you know, keep expanding, keep building, keep pulling in more students. So as long as things are going in that way, I think they have every interest in making sure the animal research remains part of the system.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that I hope that your listeners will get involved in the issue of animal research.
Do you have a phone number you'd like to give out for people to get in touch with?
Sure, they can get in touch with In Defense of Animals at 415-388-9641. Unfortunately, Animal Rights Direct Action Coalition doesn't really have any contact information at the moment, but they can speak to people there and they'll put them in touch with someone from the Animal Rights Direct Action Coalition.
Okay, thanks.
Great, thank you.
Well, we're at the UCSF. Walking up a narrow road alongside a chain link fence. People are chanting. The police are behind us right now. I see one police officer in a car following the crowd of protesters here.
Now!
Continue to walk up this narrow road behind buildings, which I assume house animal laboratories. Trash dumpsters. A sign saying warning. People banging on the doors of this building. This is a very, very militant, spirited march. And someone has broken some windows. Two broken windows here. And labs under attack. What do we do? Fight back. Fight up, fight back. Here's the chant.
What do we do?
Guys, I think people are going into the building now. This is extraordinary. This protest has managed to get inside this medical research building.
What do we do?
Well, I'm following the protest in. We're inside the medical research building now.
What do we do? Act up like that! Animals are under attack! What do we do? Act up like that! Animals are under attack! What do we do?
Moving deeper into the bowels of this building, still continuing to bang on.
Act up like that!
Animals are under attack! Research laboratory windows.
Act up like that!
There's a doctor or some sort of official-looking person here with a black bag coming out of one of the rooms.
What do we do? Act up like that!
And he has moved on out.
What do we do? Act up like that! Animals are under attack! Act up like that!
Police officer. Okay, the police are moving in and ordering people to leave. Okay, we're back outside of the building now. However, there remain a contingent of protesters inside the building, along with the police. Campus police moving in greater force here. Comes two more officers.
Who are you?
And you need to move!
Back up right there! Back up right there!
You guys are going to have to step outside on right here. Right on here.
Back up right there!
Just stay right here. How many of you? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Back up right there!
police officer telling people to step back away from the building. However, there are at least a dozen protesters still inside the building, occupying the building. There are medical research employees looking down from a bridge that spans between these two buildings, a glass-enclosed bridge. People in laboratory clothing. I'm looking through another glass here behind me, right into a research laboratory and a lab worker doing some sort of laboratory analysis or some sort of laboratory experiment going on here. People carrying signs with graphic, colorful pictures of animals in labs. Again, we are standing in a little narrow walkway between two buildings, obviously medical research buildings. One of the buildings, in fact, has a sign saying medical research building on it. Chain link fence topped by three strands of barbed wire. People shaking the fence, strenuously shaking this fence. Now the police are chasing people back away from the fence. And the protest continues up the hill. Dr. Katz, may I have a word with you?
Certainly.
What seems to be happening here? Are we under arrest or what?
No, we're not under arrest. We're just under observation. Yeah. And on some levels, we have probably a right to be here, as long as I think we're not probably disturbing anything terribly. So I don't think we're doing anything to warrant arrest.
Well, we certainly seem to have attracted quite a bit of attention here at the campus of UCSF. A lot of laboratory workers have certainly taken notice of the protest here. What do you think about that?
Well, that's part of the idea, is to make them conscious that what they're doing is that the public is aware, and that there's not some sort of veil of secrecy that they can just hide behind.
Okay, thank you, sir. Are we free to go now? Apparently we're free to go. Well, this protest seems to be wrapping up now, but in one poignant capping up of this protest, as I walk away from the building here, I can hear a dog barking inside. A very plaintive note from an imprisoned lab animal.